Local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
10 to noon every weekday on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show. And of course, producer Craig is getting his lunch order in. Jeez, he's driving me nuts with all these pictures of mangiatutto. Good stuff. You know, it's nice sitting back and having things delivered to you. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Let me share something with you. Just in case you're not on the email list, I am with the Assembly Republican Caucus. And they say it's time to start reopening. You can answer that question at 991fmtalk.com. That's our poll question. Do you think it's too early to start reopening Nevada? Yes, no, never should have been closed in the first place. Well, they want our nefarious governor, Mr. Sisolak, to take some of these things into consideration. Now, mind you, this is coming from the Republicans. Join the California, Oregon, and Washington Western States Pact. Governor Sisolak should join the Western States Pact and work with our regional partners on best practices to mitigate the spread and economic impact of the coronavirus. Bull squat. We're Nevada. We are Nevada. The other Western states, Oregon, Washington, California, total leftist liberals that they're where they're at because of their liberal policies. So why you would suggest something like that, I'm really not too sure. Establish a regional plan to modify and or ease Nevada's stay-at-home orders. Okay. That sounds good. They're saying the plan should also be based on increasing testing capabilities and assurances of hospital readiness. Didn't really sound like the hospitals were ready in the first place. Immediately establish a bipartisan task force to advise on a strategy to reopen Nevada. Really? Bipartisan. A bipartisan group of lawmakers. You really think the Democrats care about Republicans and what they think? Yeah. Establish strict business and employee guidelines for reopening businesses. I'm sorry, but the government should not be involved in you reopening your business. Immediately establishing a curbside pickup model that will allow non-essential retail businesses to open. Non-essential businesses should just be allowed to open. If you want to go pick up your beer at your favorite brewery, whatever, distillery, and you're not afraid of getting sick, then just go do it. I love how they put this in here. Continue to adhere to public health guidelines that include practicing good hygiene, environmental cleanliness and sanitation, implementing social distancing, and working from home if possible. Environmental cleanliness and sanitation? Really? Where are you with the homeless issue? And people crapping on the sidewalk? Really? These are the guidelines you put out to people? Thanks for fighting for us. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. I know I'm being really cynical today, but I'm just, this is taking away my joy, which really upsets me. Monty's on the line right now, wants to talk about opening businesses. Hi, Monty. Do you have some ideas?
Yeah, they need to open these guys up. I mean, I talked to a friend of mine that's an attorney, and he said that, you know, his bankruptcy, he doesn't even do bankruptcy stuff, and he's floored. He's got like 50 cases sitting in front of him right now, and he doesn't know what to do. I mean, people can't afford to stay closed. I mean, your mortgage doesn't stop, your insurance doesn't stop, your food's dying in the refrigerator. I mean, it's just horrible.
Yeah, do you think all those people out there that have those big buildings, that they're waiving the rent for all of these different small businesses out there?
No, they're not. In fact, my association sent me a letter. Make sure your checks are paid on.
We know everybody's hurting, but make sure you pay us on time before, you know, you do anything else.
Exactly. So, yeah. It's pretty rough. But I wanted to thank you for yesterday's comments. Thank you for everything you do. Thank you for passing Lenny's information over to that lady for that dog. And thank you.
Thank you, Monty. I appreciate the call. 884-9910. What have you got to say? What do you want to say to the governor? What do you want to say to Mayor Sheevy, who, by the way, the Reno City Council meeting tomorrow, isn't that nice? They're going to pretty much recommend that Jason Soto, you recognize the name, the chief of police, become the Reno city manager to replace Sombra Newby. I'm thinking about food again. Sombra came into my mind. How do you go from wanting to protect and serve to chief of police that doesn't have the qualifications as outlined in the job description, but then you're put in as interim police chief? And then you're allowed to get the education. The standards are lowered. You become chief of police. And now you have this vast experience from being chief of police to become the Reno city manager. It's mind-boggling the way that any government official and the offices they have control over, like law enforcement, just take care of each other. It's just amazing to see this right out in the open. So that's going to happen at tomorrow's Reno City Council meeting. Are you going to send an email? Are you going to go on to their different emails for all the city council members and the mayor and ask why? Did you already have this planned? Well, some friends in law enforcement. Yeah, this has been in the works. This has been in the works for a bit. We're just now hearing about it because it's going to happen tomorrow. Don't want to give people too much time to respond. Let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Bill this morning. Hi, Bill. What's on your mind? Do I still got you, Bill?
Still got
you. Yeah, I'm here.
There you are.
Hey, sorry, Monica. I just wanted to call and tell you you're spot on and all this stuff. We're just watching tyranny on training wheels here. But
you mentioned some things that I think it was a list of reopening guidelines. Really what we ought to be looking at is, what are we going to learn from this whole event? How are we going to be able to measure this and look back with statistics and see the difference between what the projections were and what the reality was?
Yeah.
I just left the Tahoe Hospital, and, you know, they've got a big tent set up there. Staff outside wearing masks, waiting for someone to drive up with a cloth. Are we going to be able to look back and see in retrospect how big a mess this was from the scientists at the top that are trotted out in front of us? You know, Fauci me once, shame on you. Fauci me twice, shame on me.
I love that, Bill. Thank you so much. I'm going to steal that. I'm going to use that. And see the wasted resources.
There's a big divide between the government workers that have been kept on the payroll and the private sector that's just been decimated.
Well, Bill, and I don't know if you know this.
It's like a unilateral attack on the free market.
I don't know if you know this, but we've talked many a times with listeners that with this whole unemployment thing, calls aren't being returned, nothing's getting done. And so why don't we take the people who aren't working in the state government, who aren't doing anything, but who are still getting paid, and move them over to the unemployment department to start getting some of these calls returned, getting the questions answered? No. You know what we did, Bill? We hired an out-of-state bill collection agency to take care of the unemployment calls. They're out of Pennsylvania. That's how your governor works and thinks. I'll go more into that story coming up here in just a moment. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Ken this morning, opening up Nevada. What do you think, Ken?
Well, hey, great to talk with you. Was at the rally, great time. As usual, underreported and totally out of context by the media in the small amount of exposure that it did get. So that's number one. Number two is, I think, and I hate to say this, but as a person who studied history for 8 years at university level, the Roman Empire didn't collapse from the outside. The Roman Empire collapsed from within.
Yep.
And this particular situation is the latest, following our current president's election, the latest example of how divided the Democrats have managed to make this country become. Because, if I'm sitting at home and I'm drawing a full paycheck, be it as a county worker, federal worker, teacher, you name it, I'm happy as a clam, if that's my mentality. Meantime, other people have been thrown out of work. And I did notice on some of the reactions to the rally last Saturday, a couple of which gave a couple of shots at you, which I thought was very unfair. The point being that these people are in a different universe from anybody that has to work for a living for a private employer. And the division that's been created is truly staggering. And as a student of history, I've seen countries in Europe. I look at this particular country, and the fault lines are ever wider.
Yeah. Ken, thank you so much for your views on that and the support for the rally. Again, we're doing it this Saturday. Carson, Las Vegas, and Reno. We're just going to keep using our voice and using what we have to let elected representatives, Republicans and Democrats, know that we are not happy with what's going on. We'll be back right after this quick break. Joseph has a couple of things to talk about, and we'll do that right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Nevada's news. Talk about it here. Call 884-9910, 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT. KKFT.
It's your talk, live and local. FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. What do you want to talk about? the Monica J. Show. Let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910. Check in with Joseph this morning. Hi, Joseph. Thanks for calling the show.
Hey, Monica. It's good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
What I was going to say is that it's really simple. The reason that mayors, they're going to hire the chief as a city manager, he's sleeping with the mayor. I mean, there's been a meme going around on the phone for almost 2 years. There's a meme showing them in bed together. I mean, it's pretty funny from what I've heard. But anyway, what I was going to mention, the Republican Party, I mean, isn't Michael McDonald did such a great job? He turned the state blue, and now they elected him again as the chairman of the party. I think that Nevada Republican Party is just about one step behind the California Republican Party. They're getting to be pretty useless. I mean, I'd really be absolutely surprised if any of them got elected this year.
You know, that's so disheartening, Joseph, because I know where you're coming from. And when I listen to these Republican representatives and their refusal to sign the recall petition because they're so afraid of, I mean, talk about weak people.
Yeah.
You know, it's just amazing.
Yeah, they're just a bunch of pansies, you know, a bunch of gutless wonders. That's the thing about the Republican Party. There's even the Congress. There's so few of them that have any cojones at all. I mean, if they would just pay attention to what Trump's doing. I mean, Trump plays these people like a Stradivarius, and I mean, but they don't seem to get it. You know, they just run. They're always. It's like they've been so well trained by the Democrats. The Democrats haul them around with their little leash, tell them to sit, when to sit, when to stay, when to do whatever, and they just do it. It just amazes me.
It's the Pelosi effect. So, Joseph, thank you so much for the call, and you know, we'll let people make up their own minds about how Jason Soto is getting this job. But you know, we don't want to rely on gossip. But it does seem rather suspicious that you go from the chief of police that wasn't quite qualified to be chief of police, and now you're going on to be city manager. Is it that easy to be city manager? I thought you had to deal, or are you just a figurehead and a mouthpiece that's making a whole lot of money, more than you and I'll ever see? It's just interesting. So, can't wait to watch online that city council meeting tomorrow. You can find the access codes and all that good stuff and participate. Or not. Because I know people are getting sick and tired of this. But we have to plow through. We have to keep putting up and making changes, holding people accountable, and speaking up, speaking your mind. Don't let people intimidate you. We're battle-born. We're supposed to be Nevada strong. That's not the way I see it. Susan, thank you so much for the email and the text. She says she apologizes if this has already been discussed, but shouldn't the governor consider each county for reopening? If he makes Washoe County wait until Clark County is settled, it's going to be a very long time. Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? Story County, still no cases of coronavirus, and they're still shut down. Churchill County just had their first case. All Fallon shut down. What has the Republican representatives done? What have they done? You should be on the phone. You should be on your emails to all of them, not only asking them why they refused to sign the recall Sisolak petition, but what have they done? Because they're sure as hell not doing anything for you. I don't see it. I see us still shut down when we shouldn't have been shut down in the first place. And our representatives, who are so concerned about working with the Democrats and being on Governor Sisolak's good side, that you and I are being thrown under the bus. You can't tell me that it's okay for everybody to just sit back and think it's okay. 884-9910. We're going to take a Fox News break, but we'll be back with more on what you might be missing that the Republicans are doing, that Sisolak is doing, that Sheevy is doing, and not doing when your life and your business is at stake. And I'll leave you with this. At first, I thought Soto had a lot of nerve, but now I'm thinking he's only following orders. He can't say no because he owes Miss Hillary. Thanks for the text. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk. 99.1.
Oh yeah, woohoo. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're with me. Oh gosh. I need to put a smile on your face. I want to do something. So, my friend Al always sends me these awesome memes. So I figured I'd read a couple to you. They're just all so funny. I don't know. It turns out that my top three hobbies are eating at restaurants, going to non-essential businesses, and touching my face. That's what I have learned from all of this. I touch my face all the time. Let's see. Megabucks. Now turning into mega rolls. They'll be giving away toilet paper. Glad I didn't waste my money buying a planner for 2020. After listening to Linda, picture a little dog sitting on the couch. After listening to Linda, his human, for 12 days while in quarantine, as she complained for hours on end, Sparky realized that he wasn't cut out to be an emotional support dog. And guys, have you met your girlfriends for the first time now? No hair salons, nail salons, tanning beds. Some guys are just meeting their girlfriends. Remember when we were little and we had underwear with the days of the week on them? Yeah, those would actually be pretty helpful right now. I love this one because I just sent my mom a case of Spam. She loves Spam. Spam and mustard sandwiches. I never got it. Hormel made their first batch of Spam in 1937. The company just announced that due to hoarding by consumers, they're going to make their second batch. Love that one. Cops these days be like, come out with your hands washed. Yeah. What's the difference between Wuhan and Las Vegas? Oh, come on. You know what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Oh, I could go on and on. Do we laugh about it? Do we cry about it? Do we get overly emotional about it? What do we do? It is pretty interesting. Al sent me this as well. History repeating itself. And it looks as though someone came across a poem that was supposedly written in 1869 and reprinted during the 1919 pandemic. And I guess we should just put it onto a poster and hang it on everybody's walls, because it's timeless. And people stayed at home and read books and listened, and they rested and did exercises and made art and played and learned new ways of being and stopped and listened more deeply. Someone meditated. Someone prayed. Someone met their shadow. And people began to think differently. And people healed. And in the absence of people who lived in ignorant ways, dangerous, meaningless, and heartless, the earth also began to heal. And when the danger ended, people found themselves. They grieved for the dead and made new choices and dreamed of new visions and created new ways of living and completely healed the earth just as they were healed. Do you feel like this is just a forced climate change apparatus? They seem to be touting the fact that you look at the air in China, it's a lot clearer. When you look at the programs that they have in place to monitor the CO2 output, it's down. Is this a way of forcing people to comply? This is interesting. Thursday, November 7th, 1918. A clipping. Kelowna Corporation of the city of Kelowna. Kelowna. See, say that right. Public notice. Notice is hereby given that in order to prevent the spread of Spanish influenza, all schools, public and private, churches, theaters, moving pictures halls, pool rooms, and other places of amusement, they used to call it amusement, not entertainment, and lodge meetings are to be closed until further notice. All public gatherings consisting of 10 or more prohibited. Isn't that interesting that I guess 10 people together is the magic number? Are we all just being manipulated once again? A lot more people taken out by the Spanish flu than COVID-19. You have to wake up and see these things for yourself, because it's all history. It is history repeating itself over and over and over again. I mean, the one thing that we haven't really talked about today, Trump halting immigration into the U.S., the mass unemployment that's out there, and the illegal immigrants that are already here. The 1.7 million unemployed veterans who want to work, as opposed to the millions of illegal immigrants who are still working. Construction's still going on. All of these other things that are deemed necessary. I was I don't want to get a friend in trouble. But let's just say workers are out and they're being told to take pictures of themselves working 6 feet apart, so they can put that out into the media. And then once the pictures are done being taken, then they go right back to work doing stuff right next to each other. Because when you're trying to put post holes in roads or fix things, you can't do it 6 feet apart. It's just it's making my brain hurt that people are falling for this. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Kelly this morning. Hi, Kelly. What's on your mind?
Oh, I wanted to thank you for putting the fun back in functional, and you made me laugh. And I'm touch my cat's face, and I actually like not having all of the weird people with the screen in their face all up in my business with their business. And once I joked with the store clerk and I said, can you tell that woman to stop irradiating the organic produce with her cell phone? I need to report that to the manager. God bless you and thank you.
God bless you too, Kelly, obviously from California. But you know what? Why have we never practiced that physical distancing before? Why is it when I am in a store before all this happened, my groceries are being, you know, scanned through, put in my little recyclable bags that I can take everywhere? California banning plastic bags. Now they're banning reusable bags. Because they're elected representatives and they just want to justify their existence. Let's go to Ann at 884-9910, and she wants to talk about the China debacle. Boy, debacle is putting it nicely, Ann. That's I could think of a few stronger words. Thanks for calling the show, Ann. Are
hello?
You still there? Oh, yeah. Hello, Ann.
Hi, this is Diana.
Oh, Diana, I'm sorry. That's okay.
Oh, yes, I thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say how China had probably withheld information and most likely will again, because everything is made in China. Mm-hmm. And they have so much to produce for the USA and all the world that they didn't want to lose their economy.
You know, Diane, I honestly don't believe it's just about their economy. I think it's about their world domination, because not only do they make things cheaply, but they make them so cheaply that when they break after just a few uses, it's cheaper to just buy another one than fix things. I miss fixing things.
And look at what they've done to their own world, right? Their own land, and it's, you know, a waste.
Yeah.
And it's all because of the demand of the world.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Seriously, I look at the consumerism and the consumption of what we have, and I know if you looked at my house, you would think I'm a hypocrite, but I am waking up to it that I don't need all of this stuff. You know, big part of this is marketing. You know, people, you have to have this, you have to have it. And, you know, you buy two because it's such a great deal. And it's just
and
ridiculous.
It's like information in the world. There's just so much information. There's so much product. Look at the cars that we import every year. And what do we have on the roads? You know, there's so much out there that how can we... It's just overwhelming, every little thing.
Well, Anne, look at the cars that we're importing, but look at all the cars that are just sitting on used car lots, on new car lots, on, you know, everywhere.
That's just
forget about the people. There's more cars in this country than there are people. Now,
yes.
Anne, I thank you so much for the call. That is a great point. Thank you. Diane, sorry. I see things on my little screener and All right. Let's check in with Chris. Let's talk about construction workers. Hi, Chris. Thanks for calling the show.
Hey, I don't know about them telling us to take pictures of each other, but OSHA's taking advantage of this, and they're harassing the crap out of it. They keep
coming out
taking pictures of it. Oh, yeah. It's happening all the time. And they park down the street, and they park behind buildings, and they come out and they take pictures of people carpooling in, and then they go and they watch. They figure out which company they're with, and then they call up that company, and there goes the fine.
Really? So you're encouraged to carpool, for decades, and then when you do carpool, you get in trouble for it. And I'm sorry, but I feel bad for some of these people who are, especially in the construction industry, if OSHA's out there taking pictures of you when two people have to stand next to each other to try and lift some of the heavy things, the air conditioning units and things like that. Seriously? It's just
we have to use a person to help us. This is OSHA's rules. We have to use a person to spot us, but that person now can't be within 6 feet to spot. So there's no winning with these people, and they're making money off it.
Yeah, it's just a debacle all the way around, and the governor is encouraging it. So, Chris, thank you so much for the call. Yeah. And if you haven't signed that petition, well, you can do it this Saturday. I'll tell you more about that coming up here as we wrap up the show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm going to whip through a few things here as we wrap up the show. Loved all the calls today. Make sure you call in tomorrow or text us 884-9910. Tonight, virtual Washoe County School District meeting. Okay. The Washoe County Board of Trustees is hosting a virtual forum with Dr. McNeil, their candidate for the permanent superintendent's job. During the forum, McNeil will share her vision and priorities for the district and answer your questions. They're even going to have a moderator. If you log on to 991fmtalk.com, go to my webpage, just click on Monica Jay in the schedule. It will give you the YouTube address, and it will give you the location where you can ask questions during the forum, questions@washoeschools.net. So please go check that out. That is tonight from 6 to 7 p.m. Everybody should be involved in this, not just people with kids. Saturday, help me get the word out. We are having another rally. This time, instead of just Carson and Las Vegas, we're doing it in Reno as well. So now all three locations this weekend. It's a Recall Sisolak and Fight for Nevada that are getting together to put this on. I will be your host here in Reno at Rancho San Rafael Park, 11 o'clock. Get there early if you'd like. But we need to get the word out. Talk about getting boots on the ground to show the governor and show the mayor, the Reno City Council, the Washoe County Commissioners, Sparks, you need to open the state back up. And you don't wait for Clark County. You start it now in northern Nevada, where the numbers just don't add up. Start it now. Just let people open their shops. You've pretty much beaten it into our heads about cleaning. If people are afraid, like the media and the politicians have made them afraid, then they can stay home. But for the rest of us, we need to get out and we need to be working, and we need to be making our point known Saturday, April 25th, 11 o'clock, Rancho San Rafael. I appreciate and love you so much. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for your calls. Thank you for your support and your prayers. Those prayers are right back at you. And don't forget about David feeding all those people, because we do have to take care of each other. I'll check you tomorrow on 92.1 or 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.